Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Tuesday, August 30th. Woof! Monday was a big day in the NFL, huge day in the NFL. Also, mildly large day for your boy. Did host the Herd Radio only. TV crew is off this week because Cowherd's out of town. It was a lot of fun. Chopped it up, got a pretty good feedback from you guys. I'm assuming I had already blocked all the haters. I did not endear myself to Tampa Bay Bucks fans who did not like my Brady take. We'll see. We'll see with Tom Brady. He did get a bit of a respite due to some massive news on Monday. Brady falls out of the headlines after his Saturday night podium incident because Jimmy Garoppolo, in one of the biggest shockers that I can recall this NFL offseason, and there were big ones, right? AJ Brown trade was big. Tyreek Hill moving on was big. I mean, there were some big moves in the NFL. But Jimmy Garoppolo essentially taking a massive pay cut to stay in San Francisco, the team that didn't want him, the team that would not let him practice with them this month, the team that would not allegedly give him a playbook, they're bringing him back. He's taking a pay cut. Folks, minds are blowing across the league. My mind is absolutely stunned with this. There are so many different ways to look at this. I know 49ers fans are worked up. The 49ers fans, if you're wearing glasses that are the colors of the 49ers, what are the colors of the Niners? Like red and white, red and crimson and white? I don't even know what officially the colors are of the 49ers. I guess maybe red and gold. I'm looking at a 49er logo. Red and gold has to be what the 49ers colors are. If you're wearing red and gold glasses, your reaction Tuesday, you wake up today, you're seeing your buddies at the water cooler, at Starbucks, you're pumping your fist. We've got the best quarterback duo in the league. Trey Lance has a high ceiling. And oh yeah, our backup is the best quarterback in the league. Best backup quarterback in the league. And just went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago and knows the offense. Oh, we're so set. Our defense is going to dominate. We've got arguably the best tight end in Kittle, maybe the best receiver in Debo, top five receiver in Debo. We've got, maybe the best left tackle in the game. like, we are set. We've got arguably one of the top five play callers in the NFL in Shanahan. Like, how good are we? That's if you're a Niners fan, right? And I totally get that. All of it makes sense. I mean, Jimmy G was 31-14 as a starter, and now he's going to be a backup. Okay, so they do have a good quarterback situation. That being said, and I know I'm the guy who has somewhat hyped Trey Lance here in the last like week or even less than a week. I have got on board with Trey Lance thinking, you know what? This guy's pretty damn good. At least the potential is there for him to be pretty damn good. Do we know if he's going to be great? I don't think so. I don't think we know. We can project and say, well, Shanahan's offense plus weapons plus his build plus his arm, like this guy can be something potentially great. I will start the pushback here. If Trey Lance can be so great and transcendent, they saw him last year. He started a couple games. They've seen him all offseason. They've seen him in camp. They've seen him in preseason. Why the hell didn't they trade Jimmy Garoppolo? Well, Jason, there were no takers, so you got to keep him. You can't cut him and fork over $20 million and have him go somewhere else. Well, sure you could have. Now, Jimmy G did kind of stick it to San Fran by having that shoulder surgery. I tried to read up on it to see if the 49ers thought he should get it, but it's unclear. Jimmy G just decided in March, I'm getting shoulder surgery. Impossible to trade him at that point. Impossible off shoulder surgery. You could not. So then you had to wait for a starter to get hurt. Zach Wilson went down. Wasn't bad. Nobody else went down. A weird preseason. I guess nobody's playing their quarterbacks anymore. Nobody goes down. So it's like, well, what do we do with Jimmy G? I'm going to put this right here. Look at what happened with Tua Tagovailoa and Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami. Do you remember? They liked Tua. They wanted him. He was their guy. They had offensive coordinator issues, confidence issues. Tua kept getting hurt. He ended up getting pulled, and Ryan Fitzpatrick was inserted. Do you guys remember this 2 years ago? Like, it was a crisis of confidence. Miami's like, we got to do good. We got to do good. Tua's doing terrible. We got to pull him. He got pulled twice for Fitz. One of them was a national TV game. It was, I think, on a Saturday night, Raiders-Dolphins. I believe it was Saturday late in the season. I think maybe it was a Thursday. I don't know. But I know you guys remember, Tua was stinking up the joint. Fitz comes in, crazy comeback. Nearly pulls off the victory. And it's like, wow. So much for their young guy, huh? Well, I'll ask you this. What's going to happen if that scenario unfolds with Trey Lance? Are they going to pull him for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because the stories are out there. Jimmy G is very friendly with George Kittle. Deebo Samuel is very friendly with Jimmy Garoppolo. If Lance is inaccurate, now the first two games, I'll give them, they're going to win those two. After that, it gets tougher. It gets 100,000% tougher for Trey Lance, the young guy. Going to Denver, good luck at altitude against what's going to be a juiced up Denver defense at home. So there's a scenario where Lance is, oh boy, we got a Super Bowl team. We got a great defense. Lance is not cutting it. Do we put in Jimmy G? And that's where Shanahan and Lynch are kind of hedging their bets a little bit. Well, we love Lance. We're trading up for him. He's our guy. They've announced to the fans, to the league, to the team, he is their guy. Yet they just couldn't quit Jimmy G. He's staying. Now listen to the salary numbers. This is crazy. Jimmy G's base salary was $24.2 million. He's now going to make about a quarter of that. A little over $6 million guaranteed. Why on earth would Jimmy Garoppolo do that? Why? That's insane. Now, there are $9 million in incentives, and he could make somewhere in the neighborhood of $16 million, but he's going to have to be the starter for like 10 to 12 games for that to happen. Now, that's not going to happen unless Lance gets hurt. But none of this makes sense. None of it makes sense. And again, the 49ers fans, I get it. Hey, worst case scenario is Jimmy Garoppolo comes in, fills in, we're fine, we win the Super Bowl, or we go to the Super Bowl, whatever. And then Jimmy G leaves, because that's the big selling point for Garoppolo's contract is, well, he took a massive haircut, 24 mil guaranteed to six. Huge haircut. But no trade. They can't franchise tag him. He can do whatever he wants next offseason. He can go anywhere. And, oh, by the way, the Niners get a comp pick for him. That's not bad. Not a bad consolation prize.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, of course, a fun one is, well, Jimmy Garoppolo was chosen in New England to be the backup to Tom Brady. He was going to be the heir apparent. Of course, Brady got jealous, shoved him out. Tell you right now, from the looks of it, and again, it's very early, Brady ain't playing more than this season. I mean, you guys saw the podium. Offensive line's falling apart. The dude's 45 years old. This feels like one last hurrah for Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo to Tampa next year? How you feeling that? Now, that will free up a lot more cap room, and he will go to a ready-made team with Mike Evans and Godwin, and they got a lot of talent there. Offensive line, hopefully by next year, will be sorted out. But I think this is a fascinating move. It basically puts the Niners, for me,
as the most interesting team in the league, because you guys know this. It's undeniable. If Lance had set the world on fire like they thought he would in the offseason, you move on. Remember, the Chiefs had Alex Smith, who was a former number one pick. They drafted Mahomes. Smith started the entire season. Mahomes starts the final game. Then in the playoff game, Smith starts. I'm pretty sure they took a big lead, and then Mariota and the Titans came back and beat him. That was all for Alex Smith. They had seen Patrick Mahomes in practice all season, and he was wowing them. They knew that's our guy. Trey Lance clearly has not wowed San Francisco. Now, I know there are complications. Again, the shoulder surgery kind of throws things off. Alex Smith, I'd have to look it up, but I don't remember Alex Smith having the success in Kansas City that Jimmy Garoppolo had in San Francisco. Again, when the Niners signed Jimmy G, or they trade for him, I forget what it was. Yeah, they traded for him from Denver. They made Jimmy Garoppolo the face of their franchise and gave him a massive deal. Humongous. Now, I'm looking it up now. Alex Smith had been in KC for, looks like one, two, three, four. He had been in there for four seasons. Then they drafted Mahomes. And Smith was very good. In Smith's final season in KC, 26 touchdowns, 4,000 yards passing, which was a career high for Alex Smith, 67% completions, only five picks, career high quarterback rating, career high QBR. Alex Smith had the season of his life, literally the best season he's ever had, most touchdown passes, everything. They moved on from him because they knew Pat Mahomes was great. When you know, right? It's clear the 49ers don't feel the same way about Trey Lance. They don't. Otherwise, you move on. You take whatever you can for Garoppolo. Now, you don't want to give him away to Seattle, but you're telling me you couldn't get anything for him even after the shoulder surgery? This sets up for like a just a weird-ass locker room, man. I just want to remind you guys, publicly, they're saying all the right things about Trey Lance. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. We thank Jimmy G for his service. I was reading an article where the last time Jimmy Garoppolo met the media was back in January, the day after the playoff loss to the Rams. Garoppolo had tears in his eyes at the podium because he knew it was over. His run was over. They were handing the baton to Trey Lance. And again, Jimmy G had gotten this franchise out of an ugly place. People seem to forget, what was San Fran before Shanahan and Garoppolo got there? It was not Harbaugh and Kaepernick dominating. People seem to forget the end of the Harbaugh tenure was ugly. The GM really screwed it up. The league figured out Kaepernick. The Chip Kelly experiment. They had this goober of an offensive line coach, Jim Tomsula. Like, they were grasping at straws, the once proud 49ers franchise, which I will remind people had an epic quarterback tandem, arguably the two best quarterbacks ever to play on the same team in Steve Young and Joe Montana. And people are online were trying to sell me like, oh, listen, Bill Walsh handled the Montana Young situation. It's pretty clear Kyle Shanahan can handle Jimmy G and Trey Young. And I guess, Trey Lance, I'm sorry. I just watched some Trey Young highlights this morning. Trey Young and Steph Curry were at a pickup game. Rico Hines, former UCLA player. You know, he has pickup runs out here in LA. Rico, you're not going to hook your boy up? Steph Curry in the building with Trey Young? You're not going to give me an invite? Disrespectful. Only my favorite player in the league and, you know, Trey Young, who I like a lot. Nevertheless, back to the Niners. So Steve Young and Montana were teammates for 4 years. They couldn't move on from Montana to get to Young until Montana got hurt. And still, it took 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is no Joe Montana, okay? And by the way, Steve Young had accomplished way, way more than Trey Lance ever has by the time it was a quarterback controversy. Steve Young was older. Remember, he did the USFL stuff. So that kind of falls flat. But again, no social media, no 24/7 news. It was just a different era. You could. Bill Walsh was able to manage that. I don't know that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch can, because you know what's going to come up. Well, wait a minute. Did Kyle Shanahan really want Trey Lance? Because there were rumors he wanted Mac Jones, and I forget. It might have been Michael Lombardi, former Patriots front office guy. He's been on this podcast before. I worked with him briefly at FS1. Michael Lombardi, I think, was the guy who's saying that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. Also, it was Chris Sims. Yes, that's who it was. Chris Sims was saying it was Mac Jones was who he wanted, because Mac Jones would have fit the offense better. And Mac Jones, of course, went on to have a great rookie year with the Patriots. Take nothing away from what he did. I think Mac Jones kind of face plants a little bit here in year two. But again, this is about the Niners right now. I don't think it's going to be easy for Lynch and Shanahan to navigate this situation in San Francisco. This is going to fester the first time Lance screws up. Lance throws a pick six in the opener. Let's just say he does. I mean, they should really handle Chicago in the opener. But I don't see how anybody can take away anything other than this is a lack of a vote of confidence for Trey Lance.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm not saying it's a total, oh my gosh, we're worried, but it's not a full-on vote of confidence. Again, we saw this with Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami. Tua's confidence was shattered. Then they ended up trying to go after Deshaun Watson. Like, again, Jimmy Garoppolo took a... So if you, let's just play this out if you're Garoppolo. 49ers are going to pay me $24 million, right? They're going to pay me, or they're going to cut me, and I'm getting $24 million because that portion of his contract was guaranteed. They didn't want to cut him. Why? Because they'd have to pay him and he'd go somewhere else and maybe play for peanuts and take two checks? Like, Okay. So we paid him and he's playing for someone else. Got it. That happens around the league. The Browns are paying Baker Mayfield to play against them in week one. Now, Jimmy G could have gone somewhere else. But again, he hasn't been with any other team all offseason. So there's no time to get up to speed. Like, you would have just thrown him in there. He would have been terrible. And where would he have gone? Seattle literally was the only place kind of open. And there's no indication that they would have taken him this late in the game. Maybe Pete Carroll takes him. But again, I like Seattle's plan to tank more. Although it's tough for me if I'm the coach and the GM to go to the owner. Yeah, we're good with Geno Smith. Yeah, but we don't need any. We're good with Geno and Drew Locke as our backup. Yeah, I mean, you're basically telling them we're a 5-win team. And I do, by the way, feel safe about that Cowherd bet that I made on a show that if the Seahawks finish above 500, I'll shave the Seahawks logo in the side of my head. I'm not worried about that at all. Now, if they got Garoppolo, you know, things change. But again, I think the vote of confidence that they could have given Lance just getting Garoppolo the hell out of town, there wasn't really a spot for him. Could you have cut him and swallowed it and eaten the money? I suppose. But this move, to me, reeks of fear. Fear of having to pay him to play for someone else. Fear of what Trey Lance may not be. Like, they really were hell-bent on Garoppolo not playing at all this season because they wouldn't give him a playbook. He has not been with the team. He's not practiced with his teammates. Folks, I really don't understand. I really think they screwed up a big, big time here. San Francisco, I don't understand the move. Jimmy Garoppolo will stay in San Francisco. I mean, it's earth-shattering stuff, and Tom Brady's thankful because now people aren't talking about him. I will wrap up by saying, Jimmy Garoppolo, playoff run this past season against Dallas. They won thanks to defense and Dallas ineptitude. Garoppolo was not great. Zero touchdown passes. He got picked. 172 yards passing. Against Green Bay, they won because the Packers could not execute on special teams. Garoppolo, 131 passing yards, picked. They lost to the Rams, the game I was at. Really tremendous football game. Garoppolo was fairly good, but threw an interception. I think it was late. I'm pretty sure it was in the fourth quarter. 53% completions. He did throw for 232 yards. That was by far his best game of the postseason. Third game against the Rams, though. And Jimmy G did play okay in the season finale to get them into the playoffs, beating the Rams in overtime. 300-plus yards. He was picked twice. But, like, down the stretch, you could see Jimmy G. He knew, like, everything was weighing on him. Like, oh, man. I'm not going to be the quarterback. He could tell. It just wasn't his. It was over for him. And, you know, Lance filled in a couple times. I didn't think Lance looked particularly good. There was a Thursday night game in December against the Titans where 49ers looked amazing early, and then Garoppolo just really botched it with a couple bad picks. And you knew he wasn't the long-term answer. We're going to see a lot of fascinating. I mean, it is going to be like every game for the Niners is going to be like, uh-oh, the same way it was with Tua. As soon as he got pulled the first time. Well, two picks for two in the first half. Is he going to get benched? Is that going to happen? We're going to see that play out with the Niners. Elsewhere around the league, the only cuts that I saw that were a big name, like Sony Michel, looks like he got dumped. Sony Michel, geez, what a fall from grace. I mean, he was so good as a rookie. I think with the Patriots, I think he had over 1,000 yards. And then, you know, Patriots sold high, got out from under Sony Michel. He was unbelievable at Georgia. I love that guy. I think he was on that Georgia team that lost in the college football play, or no, that won in the college football playoff. Great game against Oklahoma. Sony Michel, actually, 931 yards in year one with the Pats, 912 yards in year two. But he started to get plodding after that, had some injuries mount, and he just did not really materialize as the running back that everybody thought he would. He was a first-round pick. And now he's been cut, and he's only, what is he, 20? He's 27 years old? Like, I don't know, man. NFL really does stand for not for long, because Sony Michel was on top of the world. Yes, he was in that Rose Bowl game. The epic comeback where Baker Mayfield did the throat slit. Remember in the first half when he did the, they did the, what's it called? The Philly special. Baker catches a touchdown pass before halftime, does the throat slit. They're up like 31-14 or something. Sony Michel, in that game, 11 carries, 181 yards, three touchdowns, had a 75-yard touchdown run, had 41 yards receiving and a touchdown. So basically, in a national playoff game, semifinal, he had 220 yards and four touchdowns all-purpose. I mean, the guy was an animal in that game. That game was loaded with NFL talent. Nick Chubb was also in there. DeAndre Swift was there. Hollywood Brown, C.D. Lamb, Andrews, the tight end in Baltimore. I mean, just a stacked team. Baker Mayfield, obviously, quarterback. Jake Fromm, who was a backup with the Giants last year. That game had so much talent. But anyway, now I've rambled. I'm going to do college football gambling bets at some point this week. I will tell you, I took the 17.5 with Georgia. I don't think you're going to be able to find it much longer. I don't think they... I took the 17.5 with Oregon. I don't think you're going to be able to find it much longer. I'm just not as big of a believer in this Georgia team in week one as a lot of people. I know they won the Natty, and they just reload with five-star guys. I really do think that this Oregon team is going to be able to put up points. I think this is way closer than everybody thinks. So I took 17.5. I talked about this one on the Cowherd Show. Cincinnati was getting 7.5, could not resist, at Arkansas. That line is starting to move down. So some money coming in on the Bearcats on the road at Arkansas. Razorback Stadium, I guess the kids are back on campus. It should be quite a scene, but it's a day game. If it were a night game, no way I'm picking the Bearcats there. That being said, on deck for Arkansas is South Carolina and Spencer Rattler. And I have a feeling they care more about a game against an SEC team than Cincinnati. I think that factors in a little bit to my handicap, but I definitely like Cincinnati in that game. Those are the two I jumped on. I already, sorry to, in apologies in advance to USC fans, I am looking hard at Stanford in week two if they're getting double digits against the Trojans. I'll just leave it at that. That's all for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.